A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now, which of them will love him more? This mini parable feels more like a riddle in the middle of our story today, a story of a weeping woman who interrupted a dinner party with a lavish, embarrassing, dramatic scene. Now, there's a lot in this story that we would find repulsive. That she's crashing a dinner party she wasn't invited to. She's sobbing on Jesus' feet as he's sitting at the table eating dinner. She's kissing him, wiping her hair on him, using some fragrant ointment. Like, talk about losing your appetite. But none of that seems to be what Simon and the other guests are annoyed about. Rather, the thing they can't comprehend is that Jesus is allowing her to do all of this, even though she's a sinner. It's her sin they can't let go of. It's often assumed that the woman has done awful, horrible things. She's the worst of the worst, akin to the debtor who owes 500 denarii, who has this great debt, a debt that Simon and the guests have judged too great to be close to Jesus. But here's the thing. We don't actually know what the woman did. We don't know her sins, or what all the dinner guests think she's done. Luke didn't tell us. Jesus didn't spell them out or elaborate on them. All we know is that at some point before this dinner party, this woman had an encounter with Jesus and was forgiven. Forgiven for sins we don't know, forgiven for a debt we don't know the value of, forgiven by a moneylender who chose to cancel it when she could not pay. So the problem in today's story isn't her sin. It's not the size of her sin or what she did, because from the moment she walked into that room, she was free. Her debt was canceled. She has been forgiven the whole time. Which means the problem in today's story is that no one else believes she's forgiven. No one else thinks she's worthy or deserving of it. No one else thinks that whatever she's doing on the floor is an acceptable response. Now, I have to give Simon just a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Just a little. Because he doesn't know that she's been forgiven. He wasn't there for her encounter with Jesus, and Jesus, until now, has not brought him up to speed. Also, this whole Jesus forgiving people is really new to all of them because humans at this point don't declare forgiveness to other humans. Only God forgives. Only God wipes the slate clean. The world Simon and the Pharisees are living in is one where the ledger of your life is pretty static and unchanging. It takes a lot for it to be cleaned. So to them, this woman was a sinner, is a sinner, will always be a sinner. It also means that their ledgers were equally static and unchanging, and in their eyes, looking pretty good. So while the woman is love bombing Jesus, Simon is sitting back, reclining, enjoying Jesus' presence, completely forgetting his hospitality manners. He sits next to Jesus at the table and looks down on the woman because he's taken on the role of her moneylender and is now the one keeping track of her ledger. He questions who Jesus thinks he is because he's allowing her to make this scene and touch him in this way. Simon is very comfortable with where he sits, and very judgmental of where the woman kneels. Because as the world and the system works, and compared to this woman, he's doing pretty good. That is, until this divine moneylender comes along and throws that whole system out the window. Because this moneylender had two debtors. And all this moneylender could see is that no matter how much they owed, neither of them could pay. Both of them were going to default on their loan. Both of them would be ruined by the debt that hung around their necks. And so, in deep compassion for the debtors, this money lender canceled it all, wiped the slates clean, ripped up the ledgers for the woman and also for everyone in that room. Everyone at that dinner who had a debt to the moneylender, everyone present who was a sinner and had fallen short of God's hope for them, who had hurt their neighbor, everyone who owed something to God or someone else, the moneylender wiped it all clean and declared that we don't work off of ledgers anymore. We work off of grace. Grace for the woman, grace for Simon, grace for all who are unable to pay our debt. Jesus tells Simon at the end of the story today, her many sins have been forgiven, hence she has shown great love. I think great love is a vast understatement for how the woman responded. What she showed in that room, a room no one wanted her to be in, a room no one believed she belonged in, was deep and profound relief. Relief that she wasn't defined by her sins anymore. Relief that the anxiety about her debt had been lifted. Relief that she wasn't in bondage to the moneylender. Relief that she had a future again. And when this relief came over her, it changed her. It sent her into a room without any fear of being judged. It inspired her to love Jesus in a way that not even his host was doing. It rooted her in the promise of who and whose she was. That is the relief that forgiveness can give us. What Simon and the dinner guests witnessed that night, the love bombing that happened around that table, was her response to this pure and great gift, a gift the woman could not give herself. And friends, you also receive this gift today. You were given it 20 minutes ago at the altar by Pastor Cieslik. But in case you were on autopilot or forgot what was happening, let me offer you this gift again. As a called and ordained minister in the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. The big sins, the small sins, the sins you don't think need forgiven, the sins from 20 years ago you keep holding on to, the sin that someone else is still holding over you, the sin that you don't even know you've done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You have been forgiven. The ledger is ripped up. The slate is clean. The debt is canceled. Can you feel the relief? The lightness, the freedom? Can you breathe a little deeper? Now go and show great love. Amen.